This episode of The Final Score is brought to you in part by zhosting.com at zehosting.com. The best hosting you can get for under 10 bucks. The Frog Pants Network uses these guys, and so should you. That's zhosting.com.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Final Score for Friday, February 10th, 2012, episode 78. Oh my gosh. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Final Score. The Final Score, the podcast for the rest of us. You know, it's the gamers that aren't the normal gamers. We're like each other.
What?
We sit around. I don't know what I'm saying. It's all a bunch of bull crap. Look, I'm on a freaking marathon of podcasting. I got up this morning early, and I prepped and then recorded the instance with Terpster for the World of Warcraft instance. Then I did the tour show later in the day with Dills, and I had to prep for that and then record that. And then I literally had 45 minutes between that and this show.
Oh.
So I've done nothing else, Brian Dunaway in South Carolina. And what are you doing?
I don't know, but apparently Nicole was a little gassy today. I
I thought I had it on mute.
Nope. She burped on the air.
What has she been doing all day? Saving up.
Are you over somebody's shoulder getting burped? Is that what happened?
Woo. Yeah, Mateo is rubbing off on me.
I see. Also joining us, of course, Nicole, who is burping on the air.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
It's great to be back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. It's been a whole, actually been 2 weeks since you've been on. You were
gone last week. Missed last week.
It was sad.
We're getting Mateo down on a schedule, and he's finally on a schedule, and I actually can start playing games again. I'm
no,
so excited.
That's awesome. So what are you looking forward to playing the most once he's on a reasonable schedule again?
All of the games that I've been on hold since November.
Like, I'm trying to think.
Like,
man, that's
Assassin's
a lot.
Assassin's Creed, Battlefield 3, Uncharted 3.
All the threes.
All the threes. Modern Warfare 3.
What about the twos?
No, the twos suck. What did we get for twos this year? Last year
we get the Shank. This right, we just got the Shank. It just came out.
Oh yeah, you're gonna play Shank 2, or you played Shank 2, and you're gonna talk about it today.
Ooh,
you know what? Shank 1. I have fond memories and feelings for that.
It was a little repetitive, mm-hmm. but it was still fun.
They've addressed that, I hear, in 2. We'll find out from Brian.
Yeah, they added more fun.
if Brian got past the first two levels and didn't quit and didn't fall down the chasm and stay there like his cow did in World of Warcraft, we'll check that out. So that's all coming up. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Man, it feels good to be here, and I'm excited because it's the last show I have to do today. And it's the one that's the most participatory. As a reminder, if you're listening to the show live, and many of you are, either via the Shoutcast stream and or the video stream, and those in the chat room, you can participate in the show today. 801-770-4244 is the live number. We'll take your calls. That's 801-770-4244. Or you can send us a Skype that will call in as well. The Skype address to send it to is My Extra Life. You don't have to ask for approval to accept it or anything. It'll just call at My Extra Life. And one of the big questions we're going to ask today, for example, I'll just give you a little hint because this is coming up. I want to ask the general audience, what are the most irritating and worst mechanics and systems in video games today that need to go and why? Like, I used an example before we started the show of escort missions. And Nicole laughed in a sarcastic way, knowing that I'm right. That it's one of the worst things ever. It's not fun. It's never fun. Escort missions suck in every game. Let's get rid of them. What are some of yours? What stuff in video games drives you nuts? Do you want to see go away? I don't care what the genre or the platform. What is it you hate? Oh, I've got a short list too. All three of us will chime in on it. But that's coming up, so stay tuned for that. And ready your phone for that later in the show. Quick note, Mass Effect 3, right around the corner, coming out in March. March 7th, is it? Something like that.
Nah, that's what they're saying.
Is that right, Brian? 7th? Why
that's
don't you check
it? But that's what you told me, so...
You're just going to go with me. Great.
I'll check.
Nicole? I'm looking now. I'm typing it in. Stop it.
I'm going to get fast.
See who's quicker. Anyway, we got this deal going from Origin. This is for any platform.
This comes out to...
Order it on Origin.
That's it.
You get the free exclusive AT-12 Raider shotgun. It's got this large pellet spread, ensures maximum coverage of close range targets, designed for superior rapid fire, optimizing the recovery time between shots. You get this free.
Where's this at?
This is on origin.com, and you go to this link. You need this link, tiny.cc/TFS, like the final score, ME3. So in other words, tiny.cc/thefinalscoremassEffect3, but it's all shortened. TFS ME3 is the place to go. Mm. All right, so do that. And I got another deal for PS Vita buyers coming up at the end of the show, so listen for that.
Oh, I can't wait. It's coming out soon.
Yeah, let's jump into what we have been playing.
Hey, what are you playing?
All right, let's talk about what we've been up to in the way of playing video games. Because, you know, you can talk about video games all you want. In the end, you want to play them, you know?
Yes, you do.
That's what I want to spend my time with. All right, so Kurt Schilling and 38 Studios and Big Huge Games and EA released, all three of them working together, I guess, released Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning this week. It was on Tuesday. And I got my hands on the copy, broke the code, opened it up at midnight that night, and it's pretty good. It's a really good video game. It is way better than I thought it was going to be. And I've already said this on the show a bunch of times.
I missed all the pre-order stuff.
Yes, you did. Oh. You missed all of it.
Aww.
And then some. It's awesome. It's really good. I'm so impressed with what they've done for their first game. And Big Huge has been around for a while, but this is an area they've never really, you know, they're not known for. They're known for RTSs before this and some other projects, but this is a big deal. Hired a lot of really good talent. Made a pretty amazing game. If you like Skyrim and you like God of War and you like Diablo, chances are you're going to love this game.
Pick your favorite. Is it look fantastic? Is the gameplay great? Is it the story? What stands
out?
It's
all three. I think the biggest is how well they're meshed. Like that really is the biggest selling feature for me in this thing.
So solid game.
Sure. Strong RPG. Strong mechanics therein. Strong story. Great graphics. Looks really nice. All that stuff
sale.
and the controls great. It is on sale right now.
Yeah, and it's $44.99.
It's awesome. It's number two, best selling game on Steam. The only reason it's number two is because Bethesda went ahead and put Skyrim on sale.
Oh yeah,
for like 33% off, and that shot that up and put it up in the first again. But I'm really happy for these guys. And, you know, despite his precious freaking Patriots losing the Super Bowl, he's got to be happy about the success of his game. I sent him a text that night, and he was a man about it. He says, Matt, what are you going to do? Better team won. That was
That's right. Whatever. That's how I feel about it. Don't die because of your sports team. Right. Don't stress out and die.
Not that big a deal. Just don't. But it's really fun, you guys. And I wouldn't even know where to start other than to say it looks like a ton. It's a huge time sink. Tons of stuff to do. Lots of side quests. I'm hearing from a lot of people that the best way to play it is to just mainline the quest, the main story, finish the whole thing, and then decide if you want to go back and clear out a bunch of crap. Because that stuff is time-consuming and not necessarily the most compelling parts of the game. I would agree with that. I think the best stuff is the mainline stuff. But control-wise and just the feel of it and the story and the idea behind it and the whole fate system and the way the skills work and the fact that I can wield and do just about anything I want anytime I want, It's a pretty special game. It's
You're
awesome.
You're playing it on the PC?
I am, yes. PS3 and 360 versions reviewing well as well. All of them doing well. Yeah, no major bugs.
The 360 version is the one that's on sale, and I'm like, maybe how much? That will be my first console.
How much is it?
$44.99.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal. Yep. I paid $59.
25% off.
The PS3 version. Isn't. I am playing on with a 360 controller, though, and I recommend that with this game. Even if you have a PC, it's very suited to a controller. You can play keyboard and mouse, no problem. It's not an issue. But if you are, you know, the action of the combat is definitely lends itself well to a controller. It's awesome. So go get it. If you guys haven't picked it up, and I mean everyone listening, you owe it to yourselves. It's really awesome.
So you're reckoning I should get it?
I reckon you ought to get it. I reckon you ought to, how's it go? I think you reckon you ought to be fixing to get it. I know you live in the South. I know how it goes down there.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, I know how it goes. On Tuesday, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also played Super Meat Boy again. What the hell's wrong with me?
What's wrong with that? I don't understand why that's a problem.
That game is good. It's not a problem. It's great. It's a fantastic game. But there's a point where you are pounding your head against the wall pretty hard because it's hard as hell. I can't get past a certain level.
It does get difficult.
But I do love it, and I love it for that. You know, in a way, I respect that. They're not afraid of that. They were never afraid of that.
So you just stop the game and you go, I respect
yes,
you.
Yes, I respect you, and turn it off and played something else.
Yeah.
But
I need some Pac-Man.
I don't know why.
Waka, 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 waka.
I have been playing it. It's good. It remains good. What, oh, is Waka Waka?
Waka Waka Waka.
That's both, actually, now that I think about
it. Yeah. Waka Waka.
Never saw Fozzie eating ghosts or anything. That's weird. Minecraft, still playing a bunch of that. Man, that server, I'm telling you, dude, Brian, so I get in there. It's the server you set up, right? The one you
It's a derivative of the one originally set up. I think we used the source files that we, the server files that we had on there, and we moved it over.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's on a different server now.
It's also in a whole different league now. Like, it's just what they've done is so crazy. And last week I talked about it a lot, so I'm not going to rehash it here. But one of the cool things about it is somebody just today, I want to say, or yesterday, started building a Sphinx statue way out in the middle of the desert. Amazing. It's just like amazing looking. And I just don't know how these guys have A, the wherewithal, or B, the time, or any of that. So every time I go in there, I feel like I'm getting to just experience something new, and I'm really still enjoying the hell out of Minecraft.
I feel so stupid, and I get in, and it's so much fun, because if you've never played Minecraft, you do get on it, play on the TFS server, because people will show you around. They're more than happy to give you a guided tour of all the cool stuff they've made.
They won't knock your sandcastle over, right?
Correct. They will not. They're not allowed to.
At all.
There's no griefing in that server, and they run a pretty tight ship. But yeah, you can run around there with Scotty D, and he'll show you the ropes, and he knows his stuff, and he's an awesome guy anyway. And if you haven't seen my noob videos I put up, you can check those out at youtube.com/myextralife, I think, is the channel.
Yes, I think that's right. Yeah, and I love watching you play that.
Watching me be an idiot. The fourth version, part four, got totally corrupted, the video source stuff.
Okay.
So yeah. I've never been able to put that up, and I feel bad about that. But one of these nights, soon, me and you, Brian, we're getting in there.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to make idiots out of ourselves. So
we can do that. I think we should totally accidentally grief somebody and then get yelled at.
Yeah.
We will. You're out of here.
I swear my kids came over. You know, my kids were playing. They were playing this past weekend. And they did not even build anything. All they did was they fought griefers.
Oh, nice.
And it was just like, really? It's like, are you enjoying yourself? Really? I mean, being the justice, you know, the long arm of the law.
Yeah, that sucks.
And
my kids are still way into it too. So yeah, it's really fun. And I want to videotape the whole mess when we go in there.
Let's do it right now.
Put it online. All right, show's over. See you, everyone.
See you guys.
Also playing Old Republic still. A great deal. Really enjoying that still. I think it's a great MMO. Having a great time. Played a little WoW even this week. And
so you've played Tor long enough now that you can just briefly tell us your favorite character class.
Well, probably the one I'm playing. I think the Bounty Hunter is really fun. His story is really cool, and I like how I play him. Like from a role playing perspective, he's a lot more complicated than just pure evil or pure good.
Yeah,
I get to make some interesting choices with him, so I think he's pretty badass. But also the Sith Inquisitor is awesome. Awesome. Yeah, there's some great stuff in that game. I think if you're an MMO player and you're not playing that, you're probably doing yourself a disservice.
Has this sucked you back into the franchise of Star Wars enough to make you go, I will actually go pay money this weekend to go see Star Wars in 3D?
No, not a chance in hell.
Okay, all right.
I will avoid that like the bloody plague that it is.
Mark actually said to me, hey, let's go see that.
I want to go see it.
Are you serious?
Oh, what is Mark doing? You know what it is.
Me and Mark are going.
I know what it is. Mark's a father now. You would totally take your kid to this. He's already feeling those, the hormones that make you feel that way. He's feeling them now.
I guess.
Because that one I could see. Let's say.
Why don't I feel that then?
If little Mateo was 7 or 8 years old, awesome idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Take him to the movie. Swallow your pride, forget Jar Jar Binks exists, and have some fun with your kid. That makes perfect sense. And there's an opportunity for that for people right now to do that. If you told me that Return of the Jedi was coming out this weekend in 3D.
Well,
but they're doing it all in quote-unquote order.
Yeah.
I would say odor. Anyway, when they get to Empire or even Episode 4, I'm going. I'll totally go to that. It's these prequels that suck.
I just don't like 3D. I wish it would go away.
Actually, wait a minute. You know what? Nicole's right. I take it all back.
No.
No. If this was like a re-release of some kind, I don't know why I'm even saying that in the first place. Nicole's right. These are 3D. They're terrible prequels. I'm not going near this stuff. She's right. Yeah. She's right. Watch them on DVD.
No, let me tell you something. Let me tell you people something.
All right.
Shut up about your 3D crap, because you know what? I went and saw Beauty and the Beast a few weeks back in 3D, and I was such a poo-pooer, and I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. But it was the only screen they were showing in was in the 3D version. So I was like, fine.
That's a cartoon.
Cartoons look better.
Yeah.
They look better in 3D.
so freaking fantastic. Right,
but put Star put live action when they retroactively 3D it up. It looks like shite.
Our Binks in 3D, dadgummit. I want to see his tongue slip out and grab the fruit on the table. I want to see it.
Okay. The fruit on the table. What? What is that scene? That?
They grab and Obi-Wan, not Obi-Wan, but he Luke? Grabs a tongue.
Who does? No. What tongue? Oh, Jar Jar's tongue.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I thought you were talking about Jabba the Hutt. I thought I heard Jabba. I'm like, nobody grabs his tongue that I know of, except the midget inside of it moving it around. No, yeah. Qui-Gon Jinn or whatever the hell his name is. He grabbed it.
Look at that. Yeah.
He grabbed his tongue. That movie sucks.
I'm going to go see it.
It's so bad, Brian. It's horrible. It's worse than you think it is.
I'm going to go see it. I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to laugh at you the whole time.
All right.
Why don't you just play the game?
Yeah, just play the game.
Just play the game.
So I played a bunch of video games this week. Brian, I see Shank 2 and Hero Academy. I am still playing Hero Academy. In fact, I'm going to make a move while you talk. Go ahead.
Make your move because you're so slow. Now, last week we talked about playing Heroes Academy, and you know what? It was a good idea that I had about the smack talk because I was really putting a lot of pressure on people to play better through my smack talk or play more aggressive. And, of course, a lot of those people heard me on the show last week, and now they're onto my game. Mm. So they're smack talking back. Mm. And I'm like, I can't deal with this.
Mm. Did you talk about the funny cartoon that came out? It was like, how do you win at Hero Academy? You buy. You spend money.
Nice.
How do you do that? How do you spend money to win?
Well, you buy all the upgrades.
Well, there's only one.
You buy, and they're mostly aesthetics, right?
Well, no, not even. It's not even a. Well, no, yeah, the money in there is none of it does anything to the game. It's all colors and like outfits and avatars.
There's a few that Dark Anders. I'm like, where did he get that?
And then if he's playing the Dark Elves, that is the one thing you can buy is you can buy that extra race. Which I did as well, but I think they're hard to play, so I don't play them as much. He loves them. He thinks they're great. Dark Anders does. And then they've got the dwarves coming out. So yeah, there's stuff to buy, but they're balanced races. I mean, they're not like they don't give you any advantage.
It's very well balanced. The whole thing is very well balanced. It's just such a brilliant game.
So that cartoon is smoking crack is what I'm saying. So Brian's standing right here. I just want to make this move. Well, okay, so here's his dude. Chat room, you can see this going down. This is Brian's guys. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's got people standing in arbitrary positions. I'm just going to go ahead and kill one of his dudes.
It's like randomness, but it is very purposeful.
Is it? Because all I get from you is smack talk in the chat.
Let me tell you something about this particular game I've been playing with Scott for almost a month now.
It hasn't been that long, has it?
My first moves were some of the very first moves I put in the game. Yeah. I have since become quite experienced, and I'm actually pretty dang good. I win at least as many as I lose now. So
okay,
because I was losing all of them.
Nicole, didn't you beat me, or did I beat you? I can't remember.
I haven't beat anyone yet. I've kind of lost interest in it.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding me!
Yeah, I kind of have too, because you know why? I'm playing like I don't know how many games. Oh my gosh, every time I turn my iPad on, I got 30 games.
Well, that's your problem.
I think I'm an instant gratification type of gamer.
Oh, you don't like, so you're just not a turn-based person, period.
Well, I like turn-based, but it needs to be on my turn.
I see. My turn.
If it's on my turn, I like that game just fine.
If you got as many games going on as Scott and myself do it right now, I'm telling you, man, you never stop. Every time you pick up your iPad, it's like, oh no, I got
not
more.
Everyone can be as popular as the both.
Shut up. All you gotta do is announce it. If you announce that you're playing it, you're gonna get like 30 game invites tonight.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've really enjoyed just about every second of it. I totally love it. I think it's one of the best games of this year so far.
Oh, totally.
It's an odd thing to say, but it's very good.
I can literally play for an hour in a row because I have so many people kicking back to me every time I play one. Somebody kicks it back to me. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, really? I can't keep up. It's like, so I've actually given it to Ethan, my youngest son. Sometimes I'm like, here, Ethan, just play these. I'm
like, just play make these. My I moves.
Do it. Yeah, I can't do it.
Maybe that's why you suck so bad against me. I don't know.
Probably so. That's probably what it is. It's like,
I'm winning more than I lose, and that makes me happy. So.
I'm about 50-50 right now, so you're doing a little better than me.
But Nicole, do you like games like Words with Friends or something like that? I mean, do you like any of those sorts of turn-based games or no?
Again, I don't like waiting for other people.
All right. Well, see, if you had like 40 games going, you're never like waiting.
Civ 5, for instance. I like that because you're both playing at the same time. Yeah. And it's like boom, 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 boom.
Right.
But this turn, wait, turn. And I only play at weird hours too, so everybody's asleep when I'm doing my turns.
True, but if you do 40 games, I guarantee you will never not have a game going. There will always be a move to make.
A move. You poo-poo it. Keep poo-pooing it. Anyway, I played Shank 2.
Shank 2, baby.
How'd you like that?
I'm just playing the demo right now because I'm buying it.
Of course you are.
I downloaded the demo last night. I think it was. Was it the 9th when it came out? Yeah. And so I downloaded it and I started playing the demo. Wanted to buy it today if I liked it. And you know what? Of course I liked it. It's Shank. It's just like the first one except it's more Shank.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you
this. Shanky. It's more Shanky.
It's Shankier.
More shanky. It's more Shankified. It's Shank to the Shankening.
Is it slightly less repetitive? Because that would be really important to me to play.
Actually, it's about the same amount of repetitiveness, but special moves are just so much fun. I never get tired of them. I love shoving a baseball bat down somebody's throat and just And there's these, and the one thing that's a lot of fun too is when you get to switch it up, you get to switch it up with these counter moves. So if somebody's coming at you with a knife, you twist their arm back and you stab them in the chest with it. Yeah, this game's kind of violent if you have never played Shank 1.
Does it still do the co-op? I thought the co-op was fun.
It has a co-op in it, and I am totally down with that. That's one of the reasons why I'm trying to encourage Nicole to get it, because I do need some co-op play. Mm. I can see me getting through the campaign fairly fast, because is even on the hardest, I picked the hard, which I never do. I'm like, okay, I'm going to pick hard. And I picked hard, and I was actually doing pretty good. I went through, and I was...
Is that like...
trouble.
A girl getting I fit in a 10 and they're really size 12.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing we don't know about because we're not girls, but I know what you mean.
I don't know if I haven't gotten far enough in the game yet for it to be extremely difficult, but the first little bit, I had no trouble playing on hard. I felt like I was just breezing through it. And, you know, the controls are always, they're still very interesting. I like the way the controls work.
What are you playing it on?
I'm playing on the PC.
Oh, okay.
I want to get it. I was checking on the PC because I do have Xbox 360 controller, but I may get it on my PS3. I'm not sure yet.
It wouldn't surprise me if that game is one of the games that comes with PS Plus or PS.
Once in a while, yeah. Those
yeah,
will
show I mean,
up. Ooh, I got to check.
It'll go on sale or something like that.
I think mine's over.
I didn't renew it for you.
Oh, you did?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, I was going to say. Because you gifted it, right?
Yeah, I gifted. I gave you
that
guys.
That was awesome. That was my 2010 like Christmas gift from Nicole, and it was rad.
It totally was. I love it.
I've forgotten all about it. I don't know if I need... Because I play a lot of games on there that are specifically from sort of plus deals and things, and yeah. I forgot all about it. I got to go see what they'll make me do there.
Can I just say how beautiful Shank is, the game?
The animation's neat.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's really neat.
So much.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a great style, and I'm glad to see they were successful enough with the first one to do it again.
Yeah, and I'm glad they didn't mess with anything, because you know what? It's a 2D gamer. It's perfect the way it is.
Did you call it perfect? Perfect 2D game?
Perfect.
Oh, 2D. I say Hero Academy's perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. Hero Academy would be perfect if it was native to the iPad, and I didn't have to do the double zoom and I get the pixelation.
But that's coming. They're doing a universal update on that thing, so you'll get it soon enough. It's a fair point. Once you get past that, though, it's all about the gameplay, so who cares? But it looks amazing on a Retina screen on an iPhone 4. It looks insane.
Oh, I bet it does.
Yeah, it looks really tight. All right, so you played that. I can't wait to try Shank 2. Sounds fun.
And, of course, those are two video games I'm playing a lot of, but last week I think I mentioned it. The kids want to play Dungeons & Dragons, and I started asking around. Of course, this is not video game stuff, but it's role-playing games still.
Good. I want to hear what happened with that.
And, I was like, okay, well, I can get the 4th edition. And I said, I'm going to get the 4th edition. I'm going to get the red box set. And some people said, yeah, that's the way to go. And then there's like about 10 people that go, nah, man. It's like, what?
It's because they're like, purists. That's why.
You got to stick with 3.5. I'm like, oh, okay. Or you got to play Pathfinder or this kind of stuff. And so I started doing research. So I had no idea there was this big blow up after 3.5 on Dungeons & Dragons that it was such a big to-do about how, you know, everything had changed. And it was such a big,
people hate change. It's one of those examples of nerds hating change, and they really rebelled against it. A lot of people did. But who were just sort of non-biasedly trying to play the game really liked the 4th edition rules. So I don't know what the problem is.
And 5th edition's coming out later this year, I believe. So, I mean, we're talking about another change. But I know what they're doing. You know, Wizards of the Coast, they're making some changes to kind of protect their IP because there was such a blowback with 3.5. And, you know, you got all of this Pathfinder stuff, which is blowing up. It's the second biggest game out there with, and it's a lot of fun too. I actually ordered it.
Wait, so tell me what Pathfinder is. Is that the name of the game? Because it sounds like a Nissan off-road vehicle to me.
I don't like the name, but I do like what they got going on. And
Pathfinder,
And it's, like I said, it's more akin to the Dungeons and Dragons I remember when I was growing up. Matter of fact, I would like to go back and get D&D. I'm gonna abbreviate. I would like to go back and get D&D version 1 and see, because I remember the character sheets were nothing like they are now. The character sheets are insane. I'm like, I'm gonna have to roll for like 3 hours to get my character ready to go. I thought it was like, you know, just 6 or 7 things. No.
Is it a fantasy RPG or is this like a historical one? Do you know?
No, it's fantasy. It's fantasy. It's just like, it's basically based off 3.5, and man, there's some, you want to get some heated debates, man.
Holy crap, there's a lot of books.
Oh man.
This is what I'm interested in. It is overwhelming. I'm more interested at this stage. I played D&D back in the day when I was a kid, but I don't think it was as complicated as all this stuff is now. I want the systems to be simplified in a way that you can sit down with people who don't have to be geniuses on the subject matter and play a fun game for a couple hours, you know?
Exactly. I still don't understand why there can't be pretty character sheets, because the character sheets I'm seeing are like Excel spreadsheets. I'm like, I remember our freaking character sheets had like style. Maybe I'm remembering wrong. Maybe I'm totally
Zazz.
Zazzy. You know, we made our own character sheets. But I don't know. That's why I got to go back and see what we played. I'm thinking my memory is bad on all that stuff, and it was just
This requires a subscription. It says interesting.
It does that. The D&D.
Yeah. No. Yeah, Pathfinder.
Pathfinder. You can get the starter set, I think, for $24.99 or something like that. You don't have to have the subscription for that part, but to access some of the other stuff, D&D is the same way. You have to have a subscription if you want to get into all the big monthly stuff and all the updates and yada yada. But
so there's a beginner's box. Sorry, I didn't even mean to go down this path so far, but it looks like you can buy, you know, you can get started. So yeah, when you get all this, I'm really interested to hear what you say about it.
I think we should all get together and play some, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
See you in June.
See you in June, sucka, because I'm telling you, I handed my kids the character classes. I've been only handing them like a little bit at a time. I'm like, here, pick your
dude. Yeah.
Here you go. And the kids are like, oh, this is too much to read. Can you read it for us? I'm like, yeah, this isn't going to work at all if you guys can't.
Picking a dude is a euphemism for something in my house. Picking a dude. Yeah.
I'm picking a dude.
Don't be picking your dude. Wow. Yeah. That I'm going to ban somebody in the chat room. Hold on. I'm just playing with him, because he says, this is damn Scott's ugly in person. So,
damn.
Get out of here.
I'm going to kick him. Oh, look at that.
Oh, you are so kicked, baby. Oh, wait.
That's awesome. The truth of the matter is, I know I'm ugly, but that's still fun to have an
excuse.
Oh, sure I am. But it's a good excuse to kick somebody.
Scott.
I've never been an attractive individual. I'm just grateful my wife has such great genes, because my kids all look like, you know, decent human beings.
Oh man, you so are so low self esteem. So
no, no, not at all. I embrace it. I'm like, dude,
I love my ugliness.
Sure, makes me unique. I don't want to be some pretty boy. F that.
Yeah, right.
Nicole, what are you playing? What are you playing right now? Nothing.
No, I actually gave a little bit of love to my Mac this week.
Yeah, tell me what you got. What do you know?
So I played Unstoppable Gorg.
Yeah. I knew it.
Is it good or not?
It's fun. It's hard.
Mm. It is, isn't it?
It is a hard game.
This is the one that Brian was raving about, said it was great.
It's addicting. Yeah. It's that tower defense stuff.
It is tower defense, but you know what I liked about it? It made me think, like I think you said, of Plants vs. Zombies, because you have to pick in the start of the game, you pick all the different types of weapons that you're going to be using. Mm-hmm. But it's a hard, hard game, and it's beautiful.
You can get complicated, and it is gorgeous.
And I love the retros 50s, you know, sci-fi thing.
That stuff's really cool. I'm with you there.
It really is. Yeah. It's more than just a tower defense game, in my opinion.
Hold that thought. We got a caller on the line. Who's this?
Hello, Brian. Hello, Scott. This is Ben.
Hey, Ben. What's going on, man?
What's up?
I just want to say that I enjoy the show, and that I can tell you what kind of video games I like to play.
Tell me what you like to play. Give me a good one. What do you got?
I like sport games. I can get into the sport games.
Like football? Oh, spore, no, you're saying.
Spore.
I thought you said sports.
Yeah.
Like baseball. Creepers.
Oh, baseball. So he did say sports.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then I was wrong.
I said spore.
So I was an idiot. I'm sorry. Sports games. I love sports games. Absolutely.
No, that's great. Do you have your favorite? What's your favorite?
I like the Yankee ones.
Ah, the ones with the Yankees in it. I'm guessing you're locked into baseball.
I'll take any one of them so that I can keep up to date with all the games.
All right. Well, Ben.
I really love the show.
Keep it rocking, man. We'll talk to you later. Ben is a frequent caller, and I love this guy. I just love this guy. He's just got such a freaking sweet alignment to video games. I think he's awesome. Anyway, Nicole, sorry. So
I don't know
that. It's... And then there was something else on the Mac you were talking about earlier.
Well, I also, I'm not sure who gave us Bombard.
Oh, I gotta find his name. Yeah, the developer of the game.
Thank you for gifting that because
yeah, it really nice.
It's fun and it feels like a masculine Angry Birds.
It is. It's three. And I love it. 3D. Man, Angry Birds.
It's, you know, camp castles and bombs, and I gotta, you know, break the vase, and it's
cool.
It's really cool.
It's like a siege game. You know, you're trying to arc it right, to angle it right, watch for other conditions like wind and stuff as things get harder.
It's very there's a lot of creativity in how you're gonna, you know, break.
Yeah, it's really good. Bombard is called.
And Bombard
on the Mac App Store. I think it's in other places as well. iOS has it. Yeah, it's in a few
places.
And
I suck.
You do suck. You do suck.
I just want to let you know I suck at it.
I was doing pretty good.
Brian, it's because you have no depth perception, dude.
I have none whatsoever. Everything's like flat. That's why I like Shank so much. It's 2D. It's like it's perfect.
That's the trade-off for your rock-hard abs. That's what you have to trade off for.
Brian's, I'm blind!
Brian's a specimen, you guys. Trust me.
And then finally, I downloaded the free Red Crucible 2, which is a first-person shooter.
What the what?
For the Mac?
Yes.
What is that? Is it any good?
You know, for a free game,
let me see. Excuse my words.
For a free game, it's fun.
Okay.
I went in there and just, of course, was terrible at it.
Sure.
Because where they get you is all the upgrades.
Right. And oh, it's a free, and then you buy.
Yeah. Right, if I want this gun, I got to pay 200 coins, and it's $5 for so many coins and all that. But you can just go into it and, you know.
But you can earn a lot of that,
right? Suck it up as a level one.
Yeah, you can earn a bunch of it.
Yeah, but you're not good at waiting, though.
No, she will not wait her turn.
Not on turn base.
She wants it now.
I have a tenacity for other types of games where I'm earning things or collecting things.
Yeah. Like Family Feud.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm level 21 in there.
Oh, Lord.
I was helping Nicole out this week on Family Feud. I think I failed her a few times.
Mm. I'm sure you did.
Somebody, who did we get? We got an email from somebody who said, we were talking about it on the show. They said it says somebody whose name is Johnson, and they put Scott and got a big fat zero on the points.
I almost did that this week.
I'm like, don't put my name in there. That's a stupid idea. They're talking about like a famous, like, I don't know who that would be. Who's a famous Scott Johnson? I don't know. But some of the questions there, James.
Who's the famous
Jeff
Scott Johnson?
Johnson.
Oh, Jack Johnson. Scott
Johnson is.
Jack Johnson. I didn't think about that. He's the hippie guitar dude, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
He had no.
I was going to say Jesse Johnson.
Jesse Johnson. Jeez.
Interesting.
Jackson.
Long distinguished Johnson.
I like Big Elbow Johnson.
All right, so that's what you played.
Yeah, that's what I've been playing.
A quick recommendation to people. I'm going to talk a ton more about it on AppSlappy, but Crescent Moon Games put out a game called Raid Leader. I think people may remember me raving about a game called Battle Heart for a while.
Oh, Battle Heart was great.
Yeah, it was a great game. This is the next freaking version of that. It's not the same people, but it is notched up to a point that I am freaking in love with it. It's really good. The iPad version is fantastic, and it's the same sort of idea, but lots more going on. It feels like an actual freaking raid in an MMO, and it's really neat. You guys should check it out. It's great. Raid Leader, it's called. All right, that's it for what we've been playing. Let's get to the meat of the business here, which starts with a little thing I can't find. There it is. Nope, here it is.
Valkyrie needs food badly.
I need food.
Okay, let's talk about what's going on in the world. Take your questions, that kind of stuff. A reminder, you can call us anytime at 801-770-4244. Or you can Skype us in, My Extra Life. Get those calls coming. Double Fine, you know, Tim Schafer.
So excited about this.
Yeah, this is kind of a big deal. Double Fine.
So he's done stuff. He's done funded. Like, Fandango?
Right. No.
Psychonauts.
Yes, Psychonauts. Yeah. Fandango was Fandango?
Grim Fandango.
Grim Fandango. Yeah, that was them.
Yeah,
Psychonauts Fandango is amazing. Had to start with the Monkey Island series. A well thought of developer in lots of circles. He did the, what's the one with the stacking dolls? The Russian stacking dolls?
Stacking.
That's what it's called, stacking.
The same company did the Halloween one with the kids that turned into big robots. What was that called? Oh, crap.
Nice. I like how you described
it. You know what I'm talking about, though.
Full Throttle?
This is recent, like a year or two ago. Your little kids, and it was a downloadable game.
Costume Quest.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, yeah, Tim Schafer's awesome. They got a whole bunch of money just by doing a Kickstarter, which we'll talk about in a sec. Before we do, got someone on the line. Eric, are you there?
I'm here. How's it going, guys?
Fantastic. How are you?
I've been on for like 5 minutes, but I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
You guys were talking.
Good man.
But
good man.
I'm to complain now.
He knows the drill. He knows how to hang on until the time comes.
I can quietly wait.
So, Eric, what's on your mind? Serge, you calling about the worst video game mechanics ever and why it should go? Is that what you're calling about?
Yeah, but that Kickstarter thing is great. I threw $15 down, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
But yeah, I thought I'd throw in the thing that bothers me about games, and this is mostly just a recent thing, and I don't think I'm alone on this, but that's playing multiplayer with teenagers who scream at you all the time.
You're doing it wrong!
I know. Well, I like multiplayer well enough, and I played Uncharted 3 multiplayer a little bit, and that's a lot of fun.
Right.
Except people screaming in my ear and calling
me things. Just have to mute them all.
Yes, so Nicole's right, but I would tack on top of Eric's complaint this complaint, which is every multiplayer game in a console environment, I don't care what game it is, needs to have a very easy to get to one or two button presses, mute all. It has to be a thing they do.
Couldn't
so let's kill two things. Let's kill douches who play video games, but then also the method by which we can mute the douches easily. Yeah. That needs to change, and the old way needs to go away, which is like go manually mute everybody and confirm that you really want to mute them and all that kind of crap.
I also think
it would be lovely if we could add some sort of, you know how Reddit has a vote up and a vote down type thing?
Right, yeah.
If you could vote down or vote up, or someone could get kind of a badge of shame for being a jerk.
You know, jerk face.
Enough people voted them down, they would know who's a jerk.
And have them have to wear that medallion of shame for more than just your game. Have it be a thing that warns other players when they come in, like, oh.
It should be their clan tag.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Yeah, douche. Giant capital letters, douche.
I love it.
A fantastic idea. I agree with you, Eric. Thanks for your call, man.
I look forward to your new features.
So this Double Fine thing, this is a big deal.
Huge.
And he's right to have sent some money. I did as well. This is what they did. Double Fine thought, you know what? We're an established developer. We got our, you know, Microsoft projects going. We got our Kinect stuff going. You know, it's not like they're dying. They've had a robust success rate. I think what's it called now? Because they had to change the name. Not Trenches. Now it's called something Battalion.
Ditches.
Whatever it is. No, it's not Ditches. No. EA sued, or somebody sued somebody. Whatever. But they changed
EA's
it.
Always
it's
suing
a Steel
somebody.
Battalion. Help me, chat room. Come on. Something battalion.
Help me, chat room, please.
Battalion. It's not steel. It's a metal, whatever.
Metal Battalion.
Metal Battalion.
My most favorite game.
Italian Spaghetti. Yes, Dachshund. That's it. Metal Italian Spaghetti. That was it. Anyway, a Battalion Stallion. Chinbeard, you are such a butthole. That's funny. Battalion Stallion. That is funny. Anyway, they are awesome, and it's just interesting that they went, you know what we ought to try to do? We ought to try to make a new adventure game, because we have that legacy here. Oh, Iron Brigade, that's what it's called. I wasn't even close.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is something we haven't done in a long time. This is kind of our roots. So me and Ron Gilbert guy, who Nicole would know from his work on, the game that you liked so much. It was kind of like Diablo, but it was funny. The guy with the big chin.
Oh, Deathbank.
Deathbank. He's Ron Gilbert's the guy behind the writing in Deathbank. And they're basically teamed up on this. So let's make an adventure game and how we want to fund it. Well, we don't really have a publisher for it yet, so it's kind of a risk. What do you want to do? Let's do a Kickstarter. Little did they know, on like a 30-day Kickstarter, that in the first day, because I needed like 400K or something.
Yeah, 400,000.
They beat that within like an hour.
Yep.
And they last check I saw was like 1.5 million.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's more now.
They have 32 days to go.
Yeah, 32 days left to even worry about the thing. What a cool freaking development. I mean, it basically said, you guys be the investors. We're not going to wait for EA or somebody else to publish it. You guys come in and fund it, and then we'll give you the best game that money can buy.
I think this is the future of a lot of publishing from here on out. Not just, you know, games, but books. I mean, I am a huge fan of Kickstarter.
I am too. It's great.
I've talked about Kickstarter projects. I've donated to game projects before and seen little independent developers get their games launched. It's great. It's like pre-ordering something and actually you know where it's going. It's not.
Yeah, you know where your money's going. Exactly. You don't have to worry about some middleman sucking it all up.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm seriously considering, like, so that I don't have to raise tickets to Nerdtacular but still grow the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about ways to augment the show so that people get more stuff. There's more stuff there to have, better amenities, exactly. Like all this kind of thing. It's a decent way to do it. And there's a lot of people out there that can't come or whatever that would love to support. I mean, it's shown itself to be a fantastic way of you know, hitting your goals and figuring out ways to fund things. And it's awesome.
It gets to the heart of, if you give people a way to support you, they will support you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's amazing. And if they do Psychonauts 2, I will give them $1,000.
Oh, Psychonauts is so good.
Oh, I want this game to be Psychonauts 2, but I know it's not.
Now, what was the game with Jack Black that wasn't very good that they did?
Brutal Legend.
Yeah. Not that bad.
Yeah, it was
okay, but that's the problem, is it didn't live up to the Psychonauts legacy at all. You know, it wasn't near what they had been known for previously. So
previously known for something better.
Thank you for the previously.
I love it though.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome for all of the other projects that are going on in Kickstarter right now, because Kickstarter's getting some huge attention.
Oh yeah.
So if you have another project going on, it's more likely they'll go, oh, I'll fund this as well.
I honestly worry about Kickstarter, because I talked to several people who have had Kickstarter projects. And I worry about the level of fail, because when people are promising, because if you're not familiar with Kickstarter, what you're basically doing is you don't actually give them the money right away. You promise to give them money. Mm-hmm. And that can cause a lot of problems. You know, credit cards that are bad or expired, or, you know, funding sources that no longer come through, or people canceling out on stuff. Right. And I wonder how much. Right. Will you Muppet now?
Right. Right.
Every single one I've done, it has always funded.
I have. Everyone was funded, but I have had people that targeted one goal and they did it. And of course, they were aware of the Kickstarter fees, but they were not aware of the failover rate, or the percentage of the failover rate. So they still ended up doing the projects, but there wasn't quite as much money as they thought there would be. It was like maybe 10% less or more. Mm-hmm. I mean, in this case, it's not even a question, because we're talking, you know.
Wait, is that just fees?
6,000%. No, the fees. No, I don't know how much the fees are. I'm talking about the failover rate for people bowing out or whatever reason.
So I didn't know they could do that. I thought if they paid their money, they paid their money and that was it. And the only reason they would ever get their money back is if for some reason they didn't hit their funding goal and then everybody got, you know, refunded.
Well, you can't get your money back. You can't ask for a refund. But what you can do is cancel it at the bank, or, you know,
that kind of stuff.
A card expires before the transaction goes through.
Hey, that sucks.
So yeah, there's some issues with it that I kind of worry about, and I'd be interested to see how this goes through with such a large number. I mean, this is the biggest number I've seen in many projects I've looked at. I'd be interested what's going to be the failover, especially since there's so many people at the $15 level.
Well, they're so high over the yeah, they're
gonna
goal.
This is gonna happen. Yeah, this is gonna happen regardless. Mm-hmm. It's not even a question.
I don't think it'd be an issue.
At that level.
Yeah.
Did you see the highest one, the $10,000 one? You get to have lunch with Tim Schafer.
Yeah. And a
isn't
couple,
that awesome?
A couple of people did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there was only one.
I thought I heard two since, but maybe.
No, it says zero of one remaining.
Oh, weird. Oh, they only let you have one? Was that the deal?
It up that way.
Oh, because Tim Schafer don't want to eat that much. He's already kind of a hefty guy. Hey, someone's on the line. Who's this?
This is Dan from Pittsburgh, or Dan's Modern Life in the chat room.
Dude, Dan, I always like it when you call. What's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Not too much. I was going to tell you about the mechanic I hate the most.
Oh, yes, please.
I think on the list should go tower defense.
Yes! Dan, in real life, I mean, baby.
Oh, because there are some good tower defense games, but they're few and far between, and everybody does tower defense games. There's so many bad tower defense games.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the only good tower defense game I ever played was Plants vs. Zombies, and it's because they turned that thing upside down and made something very different than what is traditionally thought of as tower defense. And I think it barely recognizes as tower defense. That's how different it is. And it's just enough to make me love it. Now, other than that, it's all been poo. A big cavalcade, a parade of poo for me. And I don't know.
Like a tower defense game.
Yeah, like a tower defense. Exactly. And I can no longer defend it. So yeah, I'm with you. That's more of a genre than a mechanic, but I think it works. I think that fits.
It's still crap. Yeah. It's still bad. So.
It's crap either way. All right, man. Thanks, Dan. Let's take another call. This is from somebody from somewhere. Who's this?
This is Ralph.
Ralph. Oh my gosh, it's Ralph. You know what? Whenever Ralph shows up, I feel like he's going to help me through a dungeon or something.
He is.
You know? He's going to be our tank.
Is that what he's here for?
I just got home and I turned on the computer, and there you guys were.
We're like your TV now, right? This is like your new TV. Ralph, yes. What mechanics in video games need to go?
Need to go?
Yeah.
I think the quest where you have to go down a long chain or valley or something and kill little groups of mobs that are just standing about 40 feet apart and none of them happen to see you. And then by the time you get to the end, they've all respawned.
Yeah.
I do hate that.
That's an MMO MMO problem generally, and it sucks. You're right.
And then when you're done and you get back to the quest giver, he says, go back and get me the other thing at the end of the tunnel.
I will kill you. Yeah, this happens in Star Wars. It happens in WoW. It happens in Rift. Like, it's just
bad quest design, right? They're making it take a long time by running you through the gauntlet.
So you would like to get rid of things where they pad content with useless errand running and redoing and grinding, really, is the problem here.
Yes, yes. More space missions.
Yeah.
I love those.
Do you like those? You enjoy those space missions? You like that stuff?
Oh my God. Yeah. I would, here's my morning, right? I get up in the morning and I, get all my regular ablutions. I sit down, I have something to drink. I play, Shatter.
Uh-huh. Shatter's great. Shatter's great.
Oh my God. That's like, instead of coffee, I play Shatter.
Oh, and then, wow.
And then I do, my space missions on my Sith Warrior. Then I do my space missions on my, Imperial Agent. And then I check my work email.
Perfect. That is the perfect morning.
And then he goes back to bed. Right, Ralph?
Yeah. My work email doesn't have anything. I'm out.
Oh, that's awesome. You know what? Shatter is great. That's the PC version, by the way. People don't know this. It comes with the soundtrack, and the soundtrack is awesome.
Oh, I can't play that before I go to bed. Yeah. In an hour, I have a time window. I can't play that.
Yeah, it'll wire you up. I have it on the PS3 back when it was kind of exclusive there. But Steam players, it's like $8 or something. It's ridiculously cheap.
I bought it for $3.40 a few days ago when you mentioned it, and it's back to $10 now.
Yeah, they keep those deals, man. They get you every time. Well, fantastic, Ralph. Thanks for buzzing in. It's always nice to you. You can call in anytime, man.
No problem, no.
See you later, Ralph. Love Ralph. Hi, Ralph. I love Ralph in ways that are probably unnatural. Who's on the line now? Who's this?
This is Iceworm.
Iceworm, Mike.
Iceworm.
Dude, how you doing?
What's going on, man? Mike is people don't know this, but Mike is almost, you basically just call him the official Frog Pants intern because the stuff he's pushing out and helping me with is insane. Mike, what's going on, man? What's on your mind? What do you think should go?
Well, I was just calling about annoying game mechanics that need to go, just like people have been calling in with.
Yeah.
The thing I think needs to go is games that have like escort missions where you need to protect somebody or something from getting attacked. Yeah.
Especially when they move super slow.
Slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one, like in Metal Gear Solid 2, you had to escort this one. You had to actually hold this girl's hand the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I don't know if you play that, but you had to play that game or not. You had to drag this girl around this base, and she wouldn't move unless you were holding her hand. And yeah. Then,
it was bad.
You couldn't defend yourself.
It was really bad. It reminds me, it was like eco, but not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Because eco is great. Eco is basically one big escort mission, if you think about it.
Yeah.
But it's such a solid, integral part of that game that it's okay. I can let it slide.
Yeah, in this game, it was just this is one part of, like, part of the mission where you need to, like, drag her around, and then if guards come, you're basically screwed because they would just shoot her and shoot you and you'd be dead.
Yeah. Yeah,
the thing that makes me mad is they don't understand the concept of run. Just run. Stop fighting. Just run.
Oh, you know what? In favor, I would like to say something in favor of Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning. It has escort missions where the dude runs ahead of you, and you never can get in front of him. Like you're chasing him down. It's fantastic. That's the way to do these things. And if he gets too far ahead,
better with you not having to wait for it.
If he'll wait for you, like if you're like a slacker, you're like having the problem that normally they have. He'll stop and wait. He sees you coming again. He'll start taking off again. He's running at a full sprint.
That's how escort.
I guarantee you, yeah.
That's how the escort quests in Dead Island worked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they would run ahead.
Well, that's not bad. See,
and you had to be careful because one guy would run ahead, and if you threw a bomb off the cliff and the fire, he would jump into the fire too.
Oh, geez. Smart.
And there's some escort missions in WoW, which I can't stand.
Oh, they're the worst. Those walk-in Torrens, dude, just like, and things would just appear out of nowhere.
Or they would just run and get attacked. Like, I would stop to try to, like, bring mana or drink to get mana back or health back, and they would still just continue going on and getting killed.
Yeah, they're the dumbest. Let's just say MMO escort missions.
I mean, it'd be so simple to do because, let's face it, we already have the follow mechanic in World of Warcraft. Just make them follow you.
Yeah, why not?
You can just stand there and follow me, please.
Yeah, and if you're going to fight,
don't run up on their own.
Yeah, and fight with some gusto. Don't be this wussy, white, damaged loser. Like, fight with some power behind it, you know? I'm the one escorting you. You got to fight for your life, you turd. I hate know. It.
One
hate
I was escorting an orc for something, and he just... I mean, he could, like, an orc, you don't think would take, he only took, like, a few hits and he was dead and had to redo the mission, quest, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think the orcs would be stronger, but that's what I play anyway.
Well, that's what you'd think, but you'd be wrong, Mike. Well, thanks, dude. Good to hear from Iceworm. Let's take another call. Looks like Brigham on the line. Brigham, what's up?
What's up, Scott?
Good to talk to you, dude. How's it going?
Not bad. I just got off of work. Wanted to tell you an annoying mechanic that me and Alpha Nexus in the chat room think needs to go.
All right.
But is done okay in some games, including Reckoning. That's the quick time event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Overused, you think? Or give me the example in Reckoning where you think it works.
In Reckoning, the way it works is when you enter Reckoning mode, it's not based around a quick time event, but it gives you that boost in power and everything. But then at the end of it, you're supposed to mash a particular button, and if you do it quickly enough, you get an XP boost. Now, it's not mandatory, but if you do it, you get a bonus.
Yeah.
In a lot of games, though, nowadays, like God of War, and I noticed that a lot in Darksiders, you have to do it just to complete the mechanics of the fight. And it's annoying, and, you know, it's not showing any kind of skill that I can push the button.
Right. Well, I would say, thanks for the call, man. I would say that the mechanics in God of War are actually a little more forgivable because that game kind of established the norm, like made it work, and other games have copied it badly. I think God of War did all right, though. I don't think it was that bad. In fact, I found it challenging. I can't speak to those PSP games you guys like so much. But the PS3 version, PS3 version of both, you know, the remastered versions, which I played, and I also played 3, I thought were handled pretty well. I mean, that game, I think, gets away with it.
But, yeah, I think it does all right. It's not too annoying. I mean, it certainly is annoying. I would certainly do without it, but it's not too bad.
Yeah,
on the PS,
it's not going to kill you. You'll be all right. Yeah. You'll survive.
Did anybody mention the way the game saves? As a annoying.
No, like the way. Oh, I have it on my list.
Like Resident Evil. Resident Evil. Not Resident Evil.
No. Resident Evil sucks. It has the. Yeah. Remember they had the typewriter ribbons?
That's, oh, yeah. No. I was thinking. Was it the typewriter ribbons?
In the first game.
I was thinking
it was.
Silent Hill, where you had to find the thing and you had to stand next to it and be like, ugh.
I hate that in any game.
I hate
game.
That too.
I hate it. The original Tomb Raider, you had to go rub up against a blue crystal and hope for the best. I freaking hated it. We got another caller on the line. Who's this?
This is Emin. I think the audio stream's a little bit off, but you were talking about game mechanics that really, really annoy people.
Yes.
And I have to say that I hate every shooter because as soon as you pop out of cover, everybody looks at you and shoots you.
Yeah. Do you have an idea how they can deal with that? It seems like kind of a hard change. I mean, because in real life, if you hop out behind a rock, people will shoot you, right?
if they're focusing on a target, they should mostly focus on that target. But if they do see you pop up, you should have a couple guys start shooting at you, and slowly people start shooting at you more often.
Oh, you're not even talking like multiplayer content. You're saying like, you know,
I'm just saying campaign. Like Call of Duty is a big, huge. It does it a ton, and it bugs me.
Yeah, that I agree. Some more that just needs to get refined. I feel like Half-Life does this pretty well when there's a lot of people fighting. But you're right. Most shooters, the computer controlled AI stuff, they suck. They don't know what they're doing. I think you're the only guy on the battlefield, and especially in a game like Call of Duty, where it's you and like 12 other dudes with mustaches trying to storm up the hill. And then the guys up the hill are like, oh, just the one guy. 'Cause clearly he's the player with the controller. You know, it's stupid. I totally agree. Yeah. That's a great one, man. Thanks a lot for your call. Got another one coming in. Man, it's a big time call day. You're on the show. Who's this?
This is Bill, a.k.a. Chinbeard.
Oh, Chinbeard with his... What was your comment in the chat room? I want to use it for our title. What was it? What'd you say?
Battalion Stallion.
Yes, Battalion Stallion, by the way, is the title of today's episode. So, yes, what's going on, Chinbeard? Good to hear from you.
I became a mechanic to mode about, piston mode about,
All right.
So let's say you're playing a third-person type of game, and you go into a room, and suddenly the camera's stuck to the wall, but you're still moving your character around like normal, and you run right off a cliff.
What game was that?
Yeah, what happened? When did that happen?
I specifically remember, I think it was one of the Force Unleashed games.
Oh, that had those had horrible camera problems, that game.
Yeah.
You know what? Camera problems. I mean, some people maybe argue that camera issues aren't necessarily mechanics, as in their, you know, gameplay things, but they're definitely a problem. And as long as we've been doing polygonal work in video games, you'd think we'd have this figured out. I mean, it's almost like Mario 64 did it first and then still kind of did it the best, because I've not really seen a good camera since then, really. I mean, Zelda was pretty good, but. You know, lots of games suffer from this. MMOs suffer from it. Like, camera problems, is it always going to be a problem, or can they do anything about it? Like, what if you could just stand at the developers conference next week and say, hi, I'm Chinbeard. You may know me as the Italian Battalion. I'm here to tell you, here's how you fix your camera problems. What would you tell them?
Well, the biggest grievance I have is the abrupt change from the camera behind your character to a camera stuck on the wall. When you're pushing forward on the stick to run forward, and suddenly forward sends your character 90 degrees off a cliff.
Yeah.
So that abrupt change is what gets me.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Seems like sloppy programming to me. We're just going to lay it at the feet of the developers. Screw those guys. Take a look.
Those guys.
Yeah, those guys that make video games for us that we spend money on.
Games they make, and they make us play them.
I know.
Jerk.
All right, so go do 50 push-ups and make us some replicas, you lazy sack. Bye.
You got it.
All right.
Wait, what do you think just the easier thing to do is to make the wall invisible?
Maybe.
If it's getting stuck on a wall, just...
Well, some games do that, right?
Transparent. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that works pretty well. Some would say that takes you out of the... Whatever. If that takes you out of the moment, how does falling off a 90 degree thing not take you out of it? So
it's lesser of the two.
Kind of with you on that. Let's move on to another quick thing here, real quick. The Sony memory card thing kicked up a little bit of dirt on the email, and how Sony's charging. Well, it's costing so much for these cards because they're, you know, hard to get, and so therefore the prices are up, and it's proprietary to Sony and all that. And we're talking about the memory cards. We're not talking about the cartridges, okay?
Right.
We're talking about the memory cards themselves that you can store data on. It says this. Hi, I like your show. I wanted to broach the subject of the Vita memory cards a little bit more. I'm not able to call in during showtime. So I'm going to play devil's advocate here a little bit. I agree with a lot of the problems that everyone seems to be having with the proprietary format of these cards, but I do think there's a reason for it. First, I know that it won't really do anything to stop piracy. But, you know, they need to try and stop piracy. And I think that they see this as a way to do that. Okay, fine. Maybe that is Sony's stance. Goes on to say this, though. Second, up until the 3DS, Nintendo did this for every console and no one seemed to mind. DS cards don't work on anything. I don't know why we all freak out when Sony does the same thing. No. I think that's where I want to stop this. That is not what people are freaking out about. They're not freaking out about the format of the game cartridge. Mm-hmm. They're freaking out about additional storage cartridge, which in the case of the 3DS uses an SD card, but the 3DS still uses a proprietary game card. And that's not what we're meaning. We're saying
like Sony stick or whatever.
Yeah, we're saying Sony, go ahead and have your proprietary card in there that's not going to be a UMD this time around. But the extra storage unit, the thing where you can keep your music, your photos, or whatever you're going to use it for, save games, downloadables, whatever, make that an industry standard format like SD.
Yeah, yeah, I'm totally fine with that.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah, that's perfectly a good example. Yeah, put it on one thing and then give me something else to do my memory.
It is the example as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that is the whole complaint, is that it's that storage card, not the game card.
If there wasn't because we all understand, it's like, okay, we get it, it's a memory card. And you know what? We've seen cheaper memory cards. So just don't call it a memory card. If you sell us something totally different and call it a Vita chip and sell it like that.
Velveeta chip.
Velveeta chip. Perfect.
We'll buy that.
I'll buy a Velveeta chip.
Yeah, we'll buy that.
And I'll eat it too.
And it'll be delicious.
Got another email from Matt who says, Scott and crew, while the WaveBird was the very first party wireless controller, it did not include rumble or any sort of vibrate functionality. Thanks. It's true. He's right. It didn't. In fact, that was the complaint, is if you bought a WaveBird, you lost rumble.
But you gained wireless.
Yeah. And times have changed. We've improved that, and now we can. But
do you remember the I don't know if it was a commercial, but it was a guy sitting on his toilet playing the GameCube.
That was a commercial, I think.
Was it a commercial?
I'm pretty sure it was, and it was. I remember that very distinctly.
I'll never forget that.
I bet YouTube has that. We should put that on the blog. Can you hear me, George, who does our blog posts? Put that on there. He's not in here, but
do it.
I'll say it as if he's in the room. Hey, Scott and Brian. Why not Nicole? She's not on this one. I don't know why.
Just missed one episode.
Well, she's already gone. Sorry, Nicole. Missed an episode. You're out.
Said, could you please share your experiences, if any, with the arcade games Space Ace and Dragon's Lair? I used to look forward to going to the boardwalk every summer, primarily because there was no other arcade that I knew of where I could play Space Ace in front of a captivated crowd. I've never seen a game hold so much attention and wondered if you experienced that phenomenon as well. So, yes, the answer is absolutely yes. I loved these games. Talking about QuickTime events, they're kind of the granddaddy of them all. That's what those games were. They were memorizing, movements and things so you could get through them. But they're fantastic. Major Utah connection too, because Don Bluth, who wrote and animated those games and directed those, was from here and is a huge local star around here. He's he went on to do All the Dogs Go to Heaven, Land Before Time.
Watched part of the fifth one last night. God.
Yeah, they got real bad after. He only did the first one, I should say. The rest of them.
Land Before Time is like.
The rest are direct to video garbage, but the first one's pretty good. Anyway, he's well thought of here, a Disney animator that went off on his own and kind of proved that you could do that in the day, which is kind of a crazy idea. This is before DreamWorks and all that, so it's kind of a big deal. Anyway. Oh, yeah. Long and the short of it, I thought they were creative as hell and awesome. You can get both these games on the iPad now, and they're great on there.
99 cents.
Yeah, cheap. And I have very fond memories of that game. Both those games. I loved all three. Actually. Two. I played Dragon's Lair 2 a lot as well.
Yeah, and it was so phenomenal in comparison to the other games around that time as far as visuals. I mean, it was just like, wow, this is a true cartoon that is like nothing I've ever seen.
It was literally a cartoon, yeah.
It was, and it was just... It was very expensive.
Mm-hmm. 50 cents to play too. Which
I think it was like 50 cents or a dollar.
Been a buck, places. 75 cents, whatever. Yeah. Sure.
So and you didn't play for very long because I'm telling you, I would get in there and it was a good story, but you'd always felt like you didn't get quite enough.
Right.
And so it was a lot of fun. I played it a lot. Spent a lot of money on it.
Yeah, it's good. It was LaserDisc, man. That's what that was back then.
Oh, yeah.
So the stuff's actually better now. You don't get the lag you used to get. And they were always broken. Like every arcade that had them, always out of order.
Yeah. Well, LaserDiscs are not that dependable.
Plus, they'd wear out and, whatever. But it was cool. Innovative stuff at the time. So thanks for that email. It's awesome. Got one more here from Carrie.
Carrie.
And we'll do an old school after this. It says, hey, Scott, you mentioned on the last episode that the little voice chip in the beginning came, they're talking about the beginning of our intro. Came from the king in Katamari Damacy, however they say it. I hate the name of that game. I will always hate it. But it's actually a much older game called Impossible Mission that I played on my beloved C64 back in the mid-80s. Besides the intro, I don't remember much else about it because it was so repetitive, boring, and according to the title, unbeatable. It might make a good fodder for your old school segment, though, Carrie. All right, Carrie, first of all, yes, we will do an old school segment on that, because why the hell not if it's in our intro? Secondly, I don't know why I thought the king from KD was in there, but you're right. I don't mean KD Lang.
Professional
lesbian country singer. What?
Oh, what?
She's a lesbian, what? Sure. What? Oh, man, she's openly gay. Mm-hmm. She looks like a dude, too.
Hey, why is Dragon's Lair $4.99?
What?
Why is Dragon's Lair $4.99?
Oh, is it? It was on sale recently. Maybe it's gone up.
No, it's 99 cents.
iPhone or iPad?
I'm looking at the iPad right now.
Maybe the iPad's version. Maybe the iPad version.
Oh, maybe I gave you the iPhone version.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe it's got a laser disc in it.
We got a caller here. Yeah, shove your laser disc in your iPad. You're on the phone. Who's this?
This is Kephis.
Kephis. I know Kephis. This is Kephis, you know Kephis with the thing he does and the stuff he did. And I met Kephis. I shook Kephis's hand. How you feeling? Yeah, go ahead.
I remember hearing you. I heard it from my friends and you talked about me.
Didn't I shake your hand? I thought I shook your hand, didn't I?
I wanted to make it to BlizzCon. I didn't get to, but
Ones that wasn't there this year. That's right.
Yeah.
I get you guys confused. Gosh dang it.
Anyway, it's all right.
That's all right. Well, I'm sorry that happened. Right. Dude, what is going on? What's on your mind?
Oh, the mechanic that I'm kind of seething over right now is Crafty Systems.
Yeah. I always have
farming and crafting.
What do you, what are your chief complaints about farming and crafting?
Well, it's always like something different with every game. Like in WoW, it's like, okay, I want to make some money, but then I got to spend 3 hours in Old Doom farming Elementium ore. And then I want to poke my eyeball out with a fork.
Yeah, that's pretty rough stuff, for sure.
And then in Star Wars, it's I don't like Star Wars either, because it's the opposite, where you're not doing anything. You're just kind of sitting there playing, what I like to say, I'm playing Mafia Wars. I'm just sitting there looking at a menu.
That's a good point.
I don't like
that
crew, I don't like that either.
That crew system is the Mafia Wars thing. I didn't even think of that before. That is a fantastic comparison, because you really are. You're just like, send guys off, they do their thing, they come back. It's kind of too far that other way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think and Skyrim had some problems too. Even it's a single player game, and there were even problems that I had with that system where you leveled up too easy. Like I got to 100 without even thinking, and I had dragon scale armor.
Yeah, I'm anxious.
I think Fable did it pretty well.
Yeah, Fable did it pretty well, and the Fable system is not too much different than what they're using in Kingdoms of Amalur. I'm kind of excited to get there. I haven't done any crafting yet, but it looks Fable-ish in the way that it works. And that's good, because I thought Fable did that pretty well. At least Fable 2. I really like Fable 2.
Yeah, Fable 2 is sitting there. And, you know, the guys are like, the anvil doesn't need forging. Mm-hmm. You know, because you missed the thing. That was always fun.
That's great.
You're getting mad because you mess up, but you're sitting there cracking up. It was just I had fun with the Fable.
Nicole's the only one here that liked Fable 3 at all. She thought that was awesome.
I loved it.
Everyone else hated Fable 3 in the world.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. That was reviled, that game. I would just like to point out.
Did you even play it?
I didn't. I'm not saying me. I'm not saying me. I didn't play it.
Then you can't say everyone, because there's still one person, you, left.
I can tell you. It's only me left. I can tell you this. Let's see. Fable 3, just real fun quickly here. Metacritic. Fable 3 enjoyed a maximum, it's not that bad, 83.
I told you, it's not that bad.
75 for Fable 3, 75 overall. That's not horrible. That's nowhere near Fable 2, which at the time had 89 and 90s. So
right, so see?
Big drop, man.
Nicole.
Big drop. Nicole. Nicole, what were you thinking?
Let's beat Nicole up on Fable 3.
Yeah, let's beat her up. Kephis, it's good to talk to you, man. Take it easy. Stay out of trouble.
Thanks, man.
See ya. He's a good guy. Sends in a segment to the instance every week.
Shake my hand.
I like him. I thought I shook his hand. There are people I met at BlizzCon. I was such a blur. I don't remember who the hell it was. I just know they were all really nice. Okay. That's it. Let's do old school.
Old school?
Let's do this and finish the show up.
School.
It's a chance for us to talk about a video game of old. This one's really old. Brian dug deep down into the freaking Amiga world.
Deep!
Not just so Amiga. Deep. Amiga CD32.
Right?
Oh my gosh. 1993. This seems like so long ago now.
That's not that long.
The game is Super Frog.
Yeah,
on the Amiga.
This was brought to us by Kim Cruz on Google+.
Thank you, very Kim. Nice. Very nice. Kim Cruz? That name's familiar. Why? Why is it?
It does.
Why is it familiar?
Brother to or sister to Tom Cruise.
Is that what it is? All right. Fellow Scientologist and excellent Super Frog player.
Not even spelled like that.
Okay. Super Frog was developed in 1993 and released for the Amiga that same year by Team 17, the guys behind the Worms games. That was what they would go on to be really known for. That's all they do now, actually. What else is Team 17 done besides Worms?
What are you kidding? They got too much Worms to make. They don't have time to do anything else.
I guess. They've been making all that since the 90s, too. Anyway, it was actually converted to the PC by Bubble Systems or Blue Ball Systems. Blue Ball, what is it?
Blue Ball.
Running on DOS. Blue I don't remember this game at all.
Me neither.
It's totally new to me.
Oh,
but
I do.
Do you really? Because I never had an Amiga, so I don't know.
I didn't have one, but I had a friend who had one, and I've seen them play this before. I never played it.
Dude, Amigas were cool. I remember all the cool kids and rich kids had them.
Exactly.
I like saying the word.
Amiga.
Amiga.
The story, this is stupid, but it's a frog.
It's a frog that can fly because he's a super frog.
Yeah. And this is Amiga's attempt into the gaming world. You know, powerhouse machines never... When their focus is mainly video editing and that kind of stuff, the Mac can attest to this. It's like, we're going to get games last.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what this was. It was like, hey, look,
we've got a game. It's kind of no one's heard of it. And
we're going to have Amiga Action. We're going to call that the title of our gaming system type thing, whatever.
Yep. And we would give this message to the developers at the time for doing the best they could.
Good night. You gave it your best effort.
They gave it their best effort. Here's some sound effects from the frog game. Check it out. I love the voiceover. That is really annoying. I think that game may be giving me a brown note. Just saying. You know what a brown note is, right, Brian? Brian?
A poop.
Did we lose Brian?
I don't know.
What? I didn't understand the question you asked.
You ever heard of a brown note? You ever get a brown note?
I'm assuming that's
suppose it's the theory or the myth, really, because it's been busted. But the idea that a certain frequency can be hit in sound and it'll make you take a crap without knowing it.
Yeah, I thought you were talking actually about a fart or something.
No. No, but that was annoying. So there's the game. It's Super Frog on the Amiga in stores now. Go get it. Check it out. Have fun.
I couldn't find an emulator, so that was not me playing.
That was somebody else, right?
Did you find the website?
There are emulators, but I couldn't get it running for me.
Mm. Well,
if you there's a UK fan site that has the soundtrack and the remasters.
That's
is it?
What was it? Wasn't the Amiga was a primarily UK developed thing anyway, right?
It was.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. But really had the soundtrack and everything you say?
What?
Yes, and they have a whole bunch of downloads for emulation aids and add-ons and all kinds of cool stuff.
Emulation aids.
Daryl saying Amiga was USA. USA, like the Commodore.
Was it?
USA. USA.
I always thought that had a big European something. Maybe it was just really popular in Europe. Maybe probably that's so. It, because I think that was a huge hit over there.
I know a one-in-one. I was totally down with it.
Yeah, all I knew is it looked amazing when I saw like games being played on it. It's too bad it didn't, go on to be something awesome. It could have. Mm. Whatever. Bad business. Bad babysitting. All right, let's get out of here. That's the show, everybody.
Woo-hoo!
That's it.
We have done it. We have done it.
Nice.
I would like to say that, what would I like to say? I would like to say the following, that our email address is podcast@finalscoreshow.com. You can send stuff to us at podcast@finalscoreshow.com. It's really that simple. You can also visit the website, finalscoreshow.com. Show notes, links to everything we talk about, cool articles, posts of various types, all can be found there as well. We're on the web. I already said that. We're on Twitter. I'm at Scott Johnson. Shut up, Nicole. I am not Extra Life anymore. I'm Scott Johnson. So now nobody thinks I'm a charity every 8 months.
Yeah.
It's just my name, and I had it, and it's hard to get, so I'm using it. So F off, everybody. I'm using it. The other thing to mention about that is it doesn't change anything. If you already followed me, same difference. You still follow me. You still see my posts. You just reply to this new name. And it's a piece of cake, so don't worry about it. Scott Johnson is the name. Mission Deep is Brian's. Too bad he doesn't have Brian Dunaway. He should.
Too hard.
And Nicole Spag, which may as well be her full name.
I was going to say, because Nicole Spagnuolo is too long for Twitter. Right.
That is right. But yes, follow us on Twitter. We always have things to say there. We're on Facebook at /Final Score Show. It's going to do it for us. Nicole, any words of wisdom?
No, not tonight.
Ah, damn it.
Sorry. I
always like your...
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
And then Brian.
Brian sucks.
Man of many voices, Brian Dunaway. What do you say? That's
we're
it.
Both lost for words.
That's fantastic. On that note, on that brown note, we'll take a break between now and next week. I think next week, although there's a chance I may not be here. We'll let people know. Watch us on Twitter. We'll let you know. In the meantime, have a great week. Play lots of video games, and we'll see you next time.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.